had a chance to buy the local hotel, and it was a Thomas Jefferson Hotel.
What year was that?
That was, I can't remember. I really cannot remember what year it was.
Late '50s, late '40s?
I'm going to tell you, it says Mike finished high school in
68.
68, I imagine, so it must have been the mid-60s, when I bought it, the early 60s. Well, there were four of us who went together and bought it, because none of us, I don't guess, could afford to buy it on our own. And they soon found out two things. One thing, that it was losing money every day. And the second thing was, it took a lot of work around the hotel. You really had to do a lot of work.
This was the Hotel Jefferson on Main Street of Macon.
Hotel Thomas Jefferson, that was on the Main Street of Macon, which used to be the highway. And it was supposedly the only operating hotel between Mobile and Chicago or something. It had some reputation like that. But still, it wasn't making any money. And so the other three people who were in it quickly sold up shares to me, so I ended up as the sole owner and the sole bettor for the hotel. And
was it the Jefferson Hotel when you bought it?
It was the Thomas Jefferson Hotel, and was when it burned down a few years later.
It had 19
people there. I'm sure it did, but I don't know anything about the history of it. Well, maybe so. It might have been the head of the thing. But anyway, one thing I did, we had a nice cafe in there, but it just lost money continuously. And I realized that my workers were bleeding me by taking food home with them. So I locked up the storeroom. And then I would leave out enough food for the serving that day. And when I came in to check up in the afternoon, everything had to be accounted for. And it quickly started making money, made good money. And then I started getting the rooms in order, and I had some fairly nice rooms I could rent. And then, too, I had rental property, and I had eight permanent renters. I had an optometrist, I had a sewing room, I had a dentist, and just people like that who rented from me, so that was making me money. And then I converted the basement, which was going to be non-profit, but I thought the kids needed a hangout place, called the cellar. And I never really decided whether I was making money on that or not. It really was for the kids, it wasn't for me. And I had even rented out, my office was on the first floor. We had two floors, and I'd even went in my office. I'd moved out of my office and put it up on the second floor because I had people who were renting from me. And so I was just doing real well, and I went by to do my regular morning till was I'd get in about 3 or 3:30 or 4 somewhere along there. And I would go in and get out the food for the day and if I had any problems there and so forth, and then I would drink a cup of coffee, and then I would go down to my store. And I'd done everything I was supposed to do that morning, and I was drinking my coffee, and the bread man was unloading bread for us for the day. And he came in, and he said, "The building's on fire." I could not believe him. I could not believe that it was on fire. So he said, "Come out here and look," and I ran out, and there was flames coming out of the very top of it. And so, of course, we called the fire department, but it was a total loss. We lost. I'd put in the kitchen. I'd put in a new, they had a very crude dishwashing thing, but I put in a new automatic dishwasher, which cost me a lot of money, and had put a hot water heater in the kitchen, which didn't cost a lot, a couple hundred dollars. But we had reworked the air conditioning. We'd done I had done all this sort of stuff. So it was really going good. But anyway, we called the fire department, and then fire department from Columbus came down, big old building. But it burned, it just crumbled to the ground almost, and that was a real loss for me. Now, at this